that it is very auspicious day today, because when Guru is in this planet, there is a relation as Guru and Shishya, disciple and spiritual master. At that time, our whole energy goes to carry out his orders. At that time we cannot think solely outwardly and internally what his motive is. But today, on this special day, we have a time to think on whole life, what he has done, who he was, what he wanted to teach, and why he has come to this sphere. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna was present, at that time people could not understand the mission of Krishna or mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Internally they did not know, but when we left this sphere, when he left Navadvip, Navadvip persons, unke jivan ka mulyayan kiya. They, now, when your Prabhupada is not here, my Sikha Guru is not here, in our prison, he is here, he is everywhere. He is Akhanda Guru Tattva. He is Prakash of Nityananda, manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev. But yet we are not seeing. But not seeing as instance when Krishna was in Vrindavan. Sakha, gopis were with Krishna, dancing in Ras, always in Jugal Vilas, Bihar. But when Krishna went to Mathura and from Mathura he went to Dwarka, gopis realized something more than meeting. That is Vipralamba Bhav. By our sight, we can mostly see him on that form that you have seen. He has told something. He has ordered something. He has given so many teachings. But now, after some days, he has left this sphere and he has gone to his Radha Krishna Jugal. Perhaps he has given opportunity to know that who he was and for what purpose he has come here. He has written Gita as it is. He has written Journey to Other Planets. He has written the commentary of Srimad Bhagavat. So many things he has done. But he wanted to do something more. But he could not do, because we are not in a position and we have not so much qualified that at that time he can give all these things. But now by his grace, we all are in a some more good mood to understand. When Krishna went to Dwarka. Uddhav came to Vrindavan. When he was taking orders from Krishna that you are sending me to Vrindavan. But how can I live in Vrindavan without you? Krishna told that don't think like so. I am in a very lakhs and lakhs सबसे छोटे छोटे वन पार्ट ऑफ लेक्स एंड लेक्स पार्ट बट आई एम फुल्ली सोली इन वृंदावन विथ गोपीज एंड देयर व्हेन यू गो टू वृंदावन यू विल सी दैट आई एम फुल्ली इन वृंदावन विथ गोपीज एंड इन ब्रज आई एम नॉट इन मथुरा At all, I am not in Mathura. I am fully in Mathura. So, now, today is the day where we can think more and more about Swamiji, your Prabhupada, that who he was, what he wanted to give in this world. He has given, there are so many teachers and so many preachers who went to Western countries, like Vivekananda and others, so many. And nowadays also, there are so many preachers, those who go to Western countries and other parts of the world. But I think what Prabhupada has given there, they could not give there. They have taken their theory and their theory in new bottle they have given there. But he has given what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wanted to give this world. He has given name within Prema Sutra. नाम प्रेम माला गाथी पराइल और सवारी ऐ चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज महाबदन सिमिलरली रूप सनातन गोस्वामी जार महाबदन In Guru Parampara, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all are Mahabhadan. Because they had tried to give the same thing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. And Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Thakur send him knowing that he is a very great personality and he can give my hriday ki vastu ko wo de sakte hain my heartial desire he can fulfill and give in western countries We know that Vivekananda could not give anything to Western countries. Similarly, all other preachers went there. They have given only these four things. Purusartha, dharma, artha, kam, not moksha. Dharma, artha, even come three things. Some preachers have tried to give them moksha also. But not this Krishna prema, they tried to give. He went there. Alone he went there. Perhaps Guru was with him. And Radha Krishna was also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was with him. But we could not see. We saw that he went alone. He went alone with not a single prize with him. I at first met him in Calcutta on Akshaya Tritiya, the established day of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, who gave him sannyas order. At that time, he was not sannyasi. Oh, Srila Prabhupada. He called him, he came in a grihastha way. But I have not seen before, but I knew him by ear, but not by eye. I think to see by ear is more valuable than seeing by this. I have heard so many times and so much things from my Gurudev. That he is a very great personality of a person of great personality. He is a writer, good writer, and very yuktivadi. Always nirbhaya. Nirbhaya means no fear at all. And he is preacher of such a truth. No fear from anyone. I heard that he has written so many things in Gaudiya Patrika of our Hindi Bhagavat Patrika and English Back to Godhead at the time of Prabhupada, perhaps. Back to Godhead?
No, 1944 he began.
Harmonist. Prabhupada had told him to give Prabandha articles in Harmonist, and you will have to go to Western countries to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings there. When I saw him, I was very much attracted to him. And anyhow, I used to sit with him and to talk with him, and he was so much powerful in talking. At that time, not he used to give lectures, but talking was most prabhavshali.
Influential.
And when he used to do part from Srimad Bhagavat, literary with meaning. Ete chansakala punsa krishnastu bhavaman swayam indrar vyakulam lokam brilliantly yuge yuge. He used to, word by word, he used to give explanation so beautiful and so in good manner that all can be satisfied and they will have to admire him. So I first saw him in Calcutta, and after that he went to Allahabad. He wrote so many things in our Gaudiya Patrika, and I used to read them so manifoldly. When he came to Mathura, he told me one thing, that I was so much fearing that I should not leave this world and I will not take sannyas order. But I see that fear has fallen upon me. I have read that jasya anugrahnami harise tad dhanam sanay in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who take shelter of Krishna, they became akinchan niskinchan, and no he become no rich and all other things. So I always used to fear from this slope. But I see that by chanting and by serving here in Mathura, I am going to take sannyas. At first, people did not knew him, that he is so qualified. When he took sannyas and went to Jhansi, went to Agra and other places, then he became so, mane nikharne lag gaye.
Mane? Showing his qualities.
Then persons used to know that who he is. So, when he came to Mathura and from Mathura he came to Radha Damodar temple, I was with him. I saw that he was so niskinchan, nothing with him, no kambal, no quilt, nothing. Only a very fatigue,
torn
and quilted. And after that, I used to give my this chadar on that. On that we used to sit and conversation with about Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, and what he is writing he used to make me see. At that time, we both in midday we used to make chapati with our own hands. He used to do like this, and I used to put on fire, and then we two check used to take. I was also with him at Delhi Krishna Chitwali Gali. I was also. He was always in writing, chanting. Not a moment he breath nahin jata. He always. In Mathura I have seen him. Always writing. And always thinking all these things. He has a plan at Mathura that I will go to Western country. And if there will be need, I'll make hostels. And there, if it will be needed, I will distribute eggs, meat, wine also. And I have full faith that by taking holy name of Krishna, in a very few days they will leave everything. And that is why he went there, and in no time he spread in whole world his mission. I see that iske pehle koi bhi aisa acharya nahi dekha humne. I have not seen any acharya. Even Shankaracharya, he took some days, some time. And he spread only in India at that time. But he, in a few days, I think from 1968 to 77. In this, in whole India, Western countries, Eastern countries, everywhere, so many places, so many centers, everywhere, Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath, he established. Not only established, he brought very good voice, a scholar like Tamal Krishna Bhavananda at that time, Brahmananda, Kirtanananda, and not only so many, hundreds and thousands of boys. Not only boys, also girls, women, children he brought. And in shape of sannyasi, in shape of brahmachari, all other groups of our Gaudiya Math also admit this fact that we have no guru nistha as ISKCON has. Certainly this, they admit. And I also admit that you have so much faith and so much belief in your Gurudev that we have not so much faith. You are also very qualified person. He collected as a jadu ki chadi se unhone, jadu ki chadi se,
magic.
He called all these things. And he roop diya Bhakti Vinod Thakur ka, jo sabd likha unhone, prithvi se aake jato nagar adi gram, sarvatra prachar hoi ve morana. He gave a shape of this Bhakti Vinod Thakur say. We see now that we Indians and Westerners no hair, with tiki, mota mala, gala, ladies and gentlemen and all devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I think in India we see that all our ashram are without ladies. But he has given a scope for Western persons. Because if I will tell them that you should all have to be brahmachari and sannyasi, then it is so hard to preach there. And at least every jeev has quality to serve Krishna. They are janma siddha adhikar.
Birthright
to serve Krishna. If the ladies are persons, females or any jeev, everyone has quality and swarupata, they have right to serve Krishna consciously. So he has done so. According to Kali Yuga, will have to be so khub udar hona hoga. So he has given his scope. If he has not given his scope, I think this priti was not so very much in this world. But he has given something as a common thing. He had no time at all at that time. He had preached only general things. He has given in books so many things, but he could not preach all. In bhakti, we see that there is a star of bhakti.
Level, different stages.
There are so many stages of bhakti. Adau sraddha, tata sadhu sanga, atha bhajana kriya, tato anarthana vritti, tato nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and bhav rati. In this world, we can go only up to this. Here one thing is that bhakti is only uttama bhakti. He wanted to preach all these things, that I am saying in Western countries also. That Rupa Goswami has given in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani and all his other books, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and all other Guru Parampara has given this. He wanted to give all things in Western countries. But he could not do at that time, because time was not so much, only 10 or 12 years he has done. So, he tried to give Shraddha, then Nishtha. Nishtha, then Ruchi. What is Nishtha we should know? We are chanting Hari name. We are doing all activities, Ashramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevan, Archanam, Vandanam, Dashakshatmani Vedan, or Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat Shraman, Mathura Vasti Mutti Sabdhaya Sevan. We are doing. But we should go deep in all these things. Nishtha, what is the meaning of Nishtha? When all anartha goes away. What is the anartha? Istri sangi eka sadhu Krishna bhakta ar. Istri sangi eka sadhu aur Krishna bhakta ar. Those who are Vishayi don't do bhakti to Krishna, we should not do sangha of these persons. Those who are entangled in only intoxication and other things, we should not do all this. Sarup Brahm, Asat Krishna, Hridaya Daurbalya, M. Aparad, Nama Aparad, Vaishno Aparad, Seva Aparad, Dhamma Aparad, these are all unearthed. In Madhurya Kadambini, he has written about all these things, what are unearthed. When all unearth goes away, then Nishtha comes. Nishtha means बुद्धि पूर्वक. हम जानते हैं कि कृष्ण नाम अच्छा. We know that Krishna name is so good thing. We know that hearing of Krishna and chanting of Krishna name is so good. But we cannot do. But when we know by बुद्धि, बुद्धि means wisdom, that without doing so, we cannot go up in bhakti. Then it is called Nishtha. Nishyatmak buddhi. I will die, yet I will die. But I cannot leave Krishna bhakti. This is Nishtha. I want to do 1 lakh Hari Harinam as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, our Goswami used to do. But we go to Bimla Kunda, Aradha Kunda and take snan, and Jukham Sardi, cold catches us, we cannot do. So, we want to do all these things, but we cannot do. But we try to do, this is Nishtha. And when the Ruchi comes, Ruchi means taste. Then it comes easier. And when asakti comes, then without doing, we cannot live. As if we will die if we don't take name or we don't hear Hari Katha. If a man, there are two kinds of persons. Shraddha is of two kinds. One is Vaidhi Shraddha. And other is Radhanuga. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has just prayed Vaidhi Bhakti. At that time he had no chance, no appropriate time to tell about Raganga Bhakti. He has written in his book, but if he at that time he told, I think that we at that time were not so qualified that we can learn that thing. So he has not given. But he has told the part how we can, by doing Vaidhi Bhakti, we can go in Raganga Bhakti. Raganga Bhakti, Lobhmayi, from Lobhmayi Shraddha. Greed, by greed, by hearing some Srimad Bhagavat. If a man has greed in Srimad Bhagavat, in Gopi Bhav, or Vatsalya Bhav, or Sakya Bhav, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here to give Swabhakti Sriyam. Anarpaticharin Kirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau Samarpaitam Unnatojjalar Sang Swabhakti Sriyam Harihapura Sundar Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hidaya Kandare Suratume Sati Nandanaha. Meaning is so deep. Especially he has come, your Gurudev has also come, Swamiji has also come to give this thing. But he used to first plane this soil, land, so that he may give this seed in that. So much time he took only to make soil for seed. He had given seed, but so much time passed in only to making good soil. He has told that if in world there is Maya Bhag or Dvait Bhag, bhakti cannot be there. Prabhupada has also told this. But for the thing he has come down to this sphere, only to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, anarpita charin chirat karunayavate na kalau samarpayitam unnatojjalar sangsa bhakti siyam. What is that thing? I have told perhaps so many times, but again I want to say it. And that was the mission of Srila Prabhupada also. That Swabhakti anarpita charin sirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum unnat ujjala rasan. Unnat ujjala ras is Gopi Bhav, not Swakiya Bhav of Dwarka, but Parkiya Bhav of Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Swamiji has not come to give this thing, Unnat Ujjvala Ras. Something Vaishishya, that is Unnat Ujjvala Ras is your Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste this thing, not to give to others. Swab Unnat Ujjvala Rasan Swab Bhakti Sriyam Swaminsa Radhika. Bhakti Manya Radhika's prem. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho Vaneva Aswadva Jenat Bhutamadhurma Kidrisho Vamadhya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna. He came in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, having stolen the inner bhav and this
complexion,
he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. Sati Nandan. Why Sati Nandan? because was very dear to his mother. And mother was so humble and kripalu, dayalu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think, Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying, Rupa Goswami is telling, Sachi Nandan, that Sachi Devi is so much dayalu, merciful. So his son should, must be so kripalu as a mother. And he will give her, as a mother gives his breast for her son, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give that frame to us. So his frame to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not at that time Krishna. Krishna, but in the form of Srimati Radhika. Radhika is also so much merciful. More than Krishna. Radhika is whole kripa of Chaitanya, of Krishna in the form of Radhika. So much merciful. So here, Sachi Nandan means so much kripalu, merciful. What he will give? He cannot give three things. What Srimati Radhika tested? Radhaya pranaya mahima. How Krishna is beautiful. How she blows his bansi. And Venu Madhuri. The three is Manjari, Pushpa. So, Manjari Zar, Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, and all Manjari, Vinod Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Kamala Manjari, Naina Manjari, are three Sobha of Srimati Raj. It has been stated that Srimati Radhika is more creeper and all gopis are lata and pushpa and pata,
flowers and leaves.
Flowers and leaves. And also that manjari. Manjari means? Not bird. Manjari. When air is blowing. Manjari, flowers and leaves are doing like this. So, if Radha and Krishna meets and Radhika, Srimati Radhika is so much in pleasing mood and feels joy, all leaves and manjari are so much pleased. If Srimati Radhika is meeting with Krishna and he checks some signs on her cheeks or any face or any other thing. All manjaris have that thing in them. So this is Bhakti Sriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, or this Swamiji or Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami Valmi has come to give this special thing. Swa Bhakti Sriyam or Manjari Bhav. So, for this thing, he has to do to plow, to make
level,
and to remove all the plants which are very harmful to that creeper. Every acharya has to do this thing. I have heard that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told that I had come to give this thing. What thing? Padabhyajastava vina varadashyameva nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jate sakhyate mamo namostamo nosto nityam dasyate mamo rasostu rasostu sakhyam. Dasya, Radha Dasya, he has come only to give Dasya, Radha Dasya to this whole world. but for this he has to do so many things that Prabhupada is telling. Prabhupada here means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is telling that my whole life went on this way to cut jungle. Manli Mayabad. So he has to go. When he went to eastern country, he has to face Christianity, so much
opposition,
very, very hard these things. I think that so many acharya has gone there, but there were not so fruitful. Pujyapad Ban Maharaj has also gone. All other sannyasis has gone in my own sampradaya also. But Prabhupada was not satisfied. No? I know that they have adopted some things from Western these things. So Prabhupada was not so much satisfied. But I think that when he has done and spread all these things, so many sanskarna of Srimad Bhagavata has been given. I think that lacks and lacks edition and has been distributed in whole world, I think. And now also it is given. I think that in December you have distributed perhaps lakhs and lakhs of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and all other things. By this you have done a very good service of your spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So in a very short time he has done all these things. But he wanted to give these things. So you shouldn't be satisfied what you have got from him at that time. He is also omnipotent. He will give everything in your heart. As a Chaitanya Guru he will give. Krishna will give. He is not far away from us. We should know that Guru Dev is always with us. We are not alone. So pray him that he should give you Raganuga Bhakti also. Without Raganuga Bhakti, Bhakti is not completed. So I think that you should try to enter in this Raganuga Bhakti realm, and you are so much qualified. I see that now hunger is going off in every devotees. But there is some warning in Shastra. Without being qualified, Naitat Samacharet Jatu Manasapahi Anishwara Vinasat Acharanamodhyat Jatharudro Abhijam Visham. No? Without greed and without rati, we should not imitate. If he imitate, if he imitate, then we will be ruined at certainly we will be ruined. We will be sahajiya, sakhi bheti. So you should be always careful not to do, follow all the things as sahajiya follows in the Raganuga Bhakti. We should try as in Bilap Kusumanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed. What Vishwanath Chakravarti has prayed in Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. What Jeev Goswami has done in Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. Don't go now in Govinda Lila Amrita. Don't go and advance on that point. You will be ruined. So slowly but steady we should try to go. By Vaidhi Bhakti we should try to enter in Bhakti realm and Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is our last point indeed. But so carefully we should go. We should follow always the basic principles and ordinary principles as our Prabhupada and your Prabhupada has teaches us, given teachings. We should follow clearly all these things. Then we will have time to enter in Raganuga Bhakti. इसी तरह से मुझे और भी बहुत चीज कहनी थी. हम लोग खूब लिबरल हो करके प्रभुपाद का धर्म प्रचार करें. आप लोगों से मैं बार बार निवेदन ऐसा भी करता हूं. आई ऑलवेज प्रे यू ऑल दैट दोज हु हैव लेफ्ट इस्कॉन दे शुड कम इन इस्कॉन एंड ज्वाइन. यू शुड ऑल्सो गिव देम प्रेफरेंस टू टेक देम बैक. If I will see that all are together, I will see that in no time you will spread more and more in this world your Prabhupada mission. So, I don't know more than you. I have told so many things. I am zero and cipher. I wanted to hear something from you, your Gurudev's activities and personality and aprakrit charitra. But I know that he was not ordinary person, ordinary preacher.